Texas Realtors, registered trademark commercial, real estate listing agreement, exclusive right to sell. Introduction. A sample copy of the Texas Realtors commercial, real estate listing agreement, exclusive right to sell, can be found in your resource drawer. In this agreement, the seller gives the broker the exclusive right to sell the property. Paragraph 2. Property. Paragraph 2. A property. Most commercial properties will be described using meets and bounds. The legal description will be attached to the listing agreement. Paragraph 2, B3. The seller must be able to transfer the leases, rents, and security deposits. Paragraph 2, B6. Transfer of any trade names associated with the property. For example, when a mall sells, the trade name of the mall goes with the property. Paragraph 4. Term. All contracts in Texas must have valid start and ending dates. Paragraph 5. Broker's fee. The fee for the listing agent will be inserted here, either a fixed fee or a percentage of the sales price as negotiated between the parties. There is no standard practice associated with broker's fees. Many commercial brokers will not share commissions with buyer's agents. If a buyer's agent is used in a commercial transaction, that agent will need to arrange for the commission with his or her client. Often, there are multiple buyers lined up to buy a commercial listing, and the listing agent does not depend on a buyer's agent to procure a ready, willing, and able buyer for the listing. Paragraph 5. D. Other fees. Commercial agents should address this paragraph when discussing the listing agreement with the seller. If the listing becomes a lease, this paragraph will cover the agent. For example, the seller of a single-tenant office building decides to ask the agent to lease the building rather than sell it. If the agent does not address this paragraph in the beginning, the landlord could decline to pay the agent a commission on a lease since the original listing was for the sale of the property, not the lease. Agents should make sure that they are covered. Paragraph 5, D2. Agents should address these paragraphs so that the seller understands that if the lease is extended, renewed, or if the tenant expands and wants to lease more space, the agent is covered and the seller will pay the commission. Paragraph 5, D. 5. These expenses could include a retainer for marketing expenses, etc. Paragraph 5, E. Protection period. The protection period protects the agent for a specified amount of time if the listing agreement ends and a buyer whom the agent procured buys the property within the protection period. The protection period covers the agent for the commission. Paragraph 6. Exclusions. This paragraph is unique to commercial real estate contracts. Paragraph 6. A. For example, listing agent Barbara had a listing on a shopping center that expired and was not renewed by the seller. The seller then gives the listing to agent Jesse. Agent Barbara had procured potential buyers Steve, Henry, and Joseph, and listed them in the exclusions paragraph. If any of these individuals purchase the property within the specified time period, the commission goes to Barbara, even though Jesse is the current listing agent. Paragraph 6, B. Since Barbara gets the commission if one of her protected people purchase the property, the seller agrees to pay a negotiated percentage or flat fee to the current listing agent, Jesse. Paragraph 6, C. If the seller from the example sells to any of Barbara's protected people, Barbara does not have to negotiate for the seller because she is not the current listing agent. Jesse could also decide not to negotiate for the seller if she is receiving payment. Paragraph 9. Intermediary. Commercial brokerages want to practice intermediary because they want to sell to their own clients. Many will negotiate the commission down to convince a client to allow intermediary so that they do not have to share the commission with another broker. Paragraph 10. Confidential information. Brokers must keep confidential information confidential even after the listing agreement ends. For example, the broker knows the client's financial information. The broker must keep that financial information confidential even after the listing agreement terminates or the property sells. Paragraph 12. Representations. Paragraph 12. A6. This paragraph is not found in residential contracts. The seller gives the broker permission to reproduce photographs, brochures, drawings, etc., to market the property to potential buyers. Paragraph 12. B. Seller and broker disclose material defects in the property to prospective buyers. Paragraph 13. Seller's additional promises. The seller promises not to negotiate with interested parties without the broker's knowledge. The seller agrees to provide the broker with all information needed to market and sell the property and any financial statements or documentation requested by potential buyers. The seller agrees to take down any other broker's signage from the property. Paragraph 19. Addenda. The information about brokerage services is pre-checked. The agent will attach any addenda that apply to the listing. Paragraph 20. Agreement of the parties. Any changes to this listing must be done by written agreement. Paragraph 21. Additional notices. Texas Realtors does not set or control brokers' fees. Brokers' fees are always negotiable between the parties. The seller and the broker must not discriminate against any interested parties based on race, color, religion, national origin, sex, disability, or familial status. Brokers may not offer legal advice